889 from 779.
Go ahead, Forrest.
I mean to tell you, we had a raccoon get into the chicken coop. Over the course of several days, lost 11 chickens. But I think I finally found the problem where they were sneaking in and making a place for the coop. So hopefully the rest of them were safe. So that's been another struggle this week.
Well, that's not good. Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've had them around here, skunks, coons, coyotes. I mean, well, and you know, we've had one mountain lion out in the field, mountain lions at the school district, turn around and cut on the cameras, and I mean, we get all kinds of stuff around here, but yeah, so far we haven't lost anything. We've been really diligent about getting them locked up. Yeah, that's not good. But anyway, let us know if we can help you with anything. We can maybe some replacements if that's what you're looking at, if you need some.
Yeah, I can let her know about that for sure. Yeah, I think where they were getting in was we had this, the whole area is encased in wire, so we had to get creative because we have a tree in the middle of it, so we basically had to stitch the chicken wire with wire and like those little clamps. So it was pretty tight against the tree, so they actually pushed through that, got into the coop, and this morning, well, break. But yeah, this morning I went out there to go to work at 6 a.m. and there was something in the pen, so I was getting my light, but everything was frosted over and I couldn't see. And I was looking in there, I see a tail from the coop door. It was a raccoon tail. And so it eventually went out of the pen, and I proceeded to fix it up before I went to work so we don't lose any more chickens. So that was the weak point that they've been testing in that thing.
Yeah, I hear that. How many do you have total, Forrest?
I'm not sure how many she has, but I think we have probably about 16, 17. One of the main roosters, he got injured his wing, so I think that, I don't know, he was probably up in the coop with them. And, yeah, I don't know. But he seems okay, though.
What breeds do you have, or what do you have one certain breed or multiple breeds?
Yeah, we got quite a multitude of them. I'm not sure what they are because that's her thing, but yeah, I don't really know. There's quite a few. A lot of her original chickens, like, survived, so the favorites survived, but yeah, some of the newer ones, the hatchlings that kind of grew, you know, that weren't juveniles anymore, they were the ones that went, so I think they were kind of, you know, the first ones to go. I'm not sure.
So has Chantel been actually hatching them under a broody?
Yeah, the few that got taken out, they were the ones that she got from hatchlings. They got big enough to put outside in the pen. So those were the ones.